All right, so it looks like we are returning from executive session at 7:45. Thank you so much for your patience.
I would make the following motion that the non-bargaining staff have a 3% wage increase effective the first pay period in January 2025. That the director's wages be increased by 3% effective the first pay period of January 2025 and a 100% OPRS pickup for 2025. And that the fiscal officer's wages be increased by 3% effective the first pay period of January 2025 and a 100% OPRS pickup effective for January 2025.
All right, Mr. Ramos made that motion. I'm hearing, is Mr. Humphrey seconding?
Second, yes.
All right. Do we need a roll call vote on that one?
Never hurts.
Let's do a roll call vote on that one, please.
Ms. Doss?
Yes.
Mr. Ramos?
Yes.
Ms. Weeks?
Yes.
Ms. Kosica?
Yes.
Ms. Lyons?
Yes.
Mr. Humphrey?
Yes.
Ms. Bach?
Yes.
All right, motion passes. Thank you.
Jen, can I clarify that OPRS pickup is for the entire year?
That is correct.
What? I'm sorry.
OPRS pickup is for the entire year.
Right.
Yes.
And when is the first pay period for 2025?
It started today.
Today?
Mm-hmm. Because they get their first check. I'm looking on the calendar. Excuse me.
So
the start of January is the first pay in January.
Right. So it would be the first, second, third, right? Or is that not included in there? It's the week before? What's the pay period? You're saying December 16th is the pay period?
It starts the 16th through the 29th.
Because it's paid a week after, is that correct?
They get paid on the Friday after the pay period ends. Pay
so
period
you have a two-week pay period, and then you get paid that week after.
And since that's the first payroll, the check date is the date of the payroll, that's the first one in January. It's pay period one.
So the actual, it would be just your pay period for, that would encompass January 1 would be December 30th, right?
Yes.
Then that's when it should be, that's what we talked about. It should be effective December 30th, not 12/16.
So effective December 30th. Mm-hmm.
Is that the right date?
That gives you more time with OPRS, too.
Yes.
Is that going to give you enough time with OPRS?
I believe so.
Okay.
I need a beginning and an end date for that paper for OPRS.
Okay.
Gives a better time for OPRS to get the OPRS
paperwork. I have to get the paperwork from them before I can start. And they need a beginning and an end date. We talked about that last year.
Okay. So can that run a calendar? I'm sorry, Mr. Humphrey, go ahead.
We know the beginning date. So 365 days later, or whatever the pay periods are.
What's the last pay period for 2025?
26 weeks after.
Is it 26 weeks?
Can we say, as far as this motion in public session, that the intent of the board is for that OPRS pickup to be for the 2025 for the 2025 year for a period of 1 year, and then we can work out specifics on the dates with you while you've got a little more time to look at it, so you're not on the spot here. Is that okay? Does that work for the?
That's what our intent was, right?
Yes.
Do we need to vote again, or is that are we done?
We're clarifying the motion that we voted on, right?
Okay.
That our intent was that OPRS pickup is 100% for the full year in 2025. We'll figure out those dates for OPRS so that you can get that request. And then for the pay period with regards to the salary wage increase, that effective, it sounds like it's the one for 12/30, not 12/16.
Right.
It would start with a pay period that starts 12/30, 2024.
I'll amend my motion accordingly.
Okay.
And I'll second.
All right, Mr. Humphrey is seconding again.
Roll call again.
Let's do a roll call vote again, sorry.
Ms. Doss?
Yes.
Mr. Ramos?
Yes.
Ms. Wade?
Yes.
Ms. Kosika?
Yes.
Ms. Lyons?
Yes.
Mr. Humphrey?
Yes.
Ms. Doss Bach?
Yes.
Okay. All clear, good? Ms. Smithy, do you have what you need?
I believe so, I'm gonna look at it again and.
Yeah, any questions, let us know.
But your intent is for it to be effective starting December 30th.
That pay, yes, yes. Because that pay period will carry over into January of 2025. Yep, so not this one, but the next one. Good? All right, we will zip through this agenda as quickly as possible. So the next item I have here is committee report, the board officer nomination committee. I believe that is Ms. Bach.
So the officer nominating committee has met, and I have also spoken to all of the officers, and they are willing to remain in their position for 2025. So we are recommending that Jennifer Doss stay as president, Jeremy Ramos stay as vice president, and Mary Jo Wade stay as secretary.
Okay. So you're making that motion?
Sure. I'm making that motion.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All right, Ms. Lyons seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. So the appointment then of the board officers, myself as president, Mr. Ramos as vice president, and Ms. Waite as secretary for 2025. That will be effective January 1st. But since it's effective now, it just, you know, no change. I also am looking for then a motion. Thank you, Ms. Bach, by the way. A motion for the appointment of the director and the fiscal officer for 2025, starting January 1st. Do I have a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Ms. Lyons makes a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Ms. Waite seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, motion passes. Thank you.
So each person will continue in their current position?
That is correct.
Okay.
All right, next up on the agenda, fiscal officer's report. Ms. Smithy, you are up.
We have the financial report.
Might want to grab a microphone.
I'm sorry.
See
oh.
It.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
There you go.
Thank you. We have the financial report for November. The bank reconciliation. It appears that my new bank account here did not total into the total, and the total at the bottom should be $21,305,560. Don't try to do the board report on the payroll day and then one day is my new lesson that I've learned.
With your deputy, with your fiscal, deputy fiscal officer on vacation.
So the total amount should be 21,305,560.
Yes.
And not the 59.97 that's all throughout it. Is that what you're talking about?
It is when you. I'm not sure what's happening on this. These month-to-date and year-to-date reports, is that what you're talking about, Judy?
Yeah.
They are generated by the computer, so I can't manipulate those. And when I total it up, I'm going to have to call them about that because there's a 3-cent discrepancy between that and what this is.
Must be that same 3 cents that Maura had a problem with.
I'm going to have to find out what that's about because I don't know.
Okay.
So we have the check register then. The month-to-date and year-to-date fund reports. We have our end-of-month balancing report. And our updated PLF that you got at your, either emailed to you or at your desk or at your spot today. We have all of our housekeeping resolutions. And the advance for taxes is not necessarily a resolution, but it's another request for advance taxes collected.
On the state funding recap, So the actual loss to us, based on the June 2024 revised estimate for the year, was just about $85,000?
Yes, ma'am.
Do we have that in a percentage amount without me having to add?
Say what?
Do we have that as a percentage without me having to add?
It's the amount for, is it 14.534 for December was a negative, and then an overall negative 3.863?
Yes. So that was our total, our year-to-date is the minus 3.863%?
Right.
Okay, got it, thank you.
Excuse me. Now we have our supplemental check information, our descriptions. And that's all. I'm looking for my fiscal officer here, but that's not it here.
Any questions for Melanie from a fiscal officer report perspective? I'm seeing heads shaking no. Judy, are you good?
I already talked to Chris. I didn't talk to Mel about it, but she was going to forward it. On the one patron refunds and staff reimbursement that we got, there were the Fifth Third Bank, the Jackson Lewis PC, and the Turf and Scapes LLC was included with both the employees and guest refunds, and it should have been in the overall aspect of it. Just
you're,
make sure that that's addressed.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
And I couldn't come up with...
it's hard to sort those.
Yeah, I couldn't come up with $3,961.30, so I went into the individuals and added and subtracted, and it balanced out. So
that was the total.
All that giant amount, you know.
Those are all, that Fifth Third, the Jackson Lewis, and the Turf and Scapes, those are all ACH payments. So their check numbers look like the employee reimbursements. So I sorted it apparently by the check number to get that and did not take that into consideration. I will be more diligent in that in the future.
All right. Any other questions? So I think what we're going to do is we'll go ahead and do the motions for the fiscal officer reports like we usually do, and then we'll go ahead and do the resolutions in the new business all together. So we're not going to pull those fiscal office resolutions up with the fiscal officer's report motions. So looking for a motion to approve the November 2024 financial reports as shared. And
so move, Humphrey.
Mr. Humphrey makes a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Ms. Bach seconds. Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. All right. Next one. Looking for a motion to approve the November 2024 bills paid. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Ms. White makes a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Was that Ms. Lyons? Thank you. Gosh, you guys sound so much alike. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, thank you. And the last one, a motion to approve the November 2024 bill paid to Anthem. Do I have a motion? Ms. Kasika makes the motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Humphrey seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, I'd like to go on record as abstaining from that particular motion. Next up on the agenda, director's report.
Is there a state library announcements
today? Let me have that back. All right. I have exciting news that we can't really share, but I'm going to share it anyway. We received the LSTA grant. We were, I can't remember how many Emily said, but eight of 20 something maybe that received the grant, so we're really excited. They kept saying, don't say anything until our board votes. That was last Thursday. Don't say anything until the press release. That should be today. So hopefully that happened today. So anyway, that did mean an adjustment to our
budget because we thought we were able to encumber some of the expenses for the van with $2,024 dollars because the grant is being awarded in 24, but no, they made us aware that we have to encumber the entire grant expenditures in 2025, so we have to change that a little bit. So other than that, I wanted to make sure you saw that we got great comments about customer service here at Miami Township Ranch by one of our staff members, Carson, and I don't really have anything else, just for brevity's sake, unless anyone has a question.
Any questions for our director?
Congratulations on the grant.
Yay! It was a hard work by all. Thanks to Emily Wickman for writing it, and Don and Lynn, Andrea, myself, Teresa's. We'll sit in on meetings too, just to kind of keep the whole Library to Go thing moving forward. So it was a team effort.
Awesome news.
So is Emily our official grants person?
Emily and Amy Matheny have been on our grants committee for years. So Emily's the grant crafter. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Awesome news.
Yep. We're very excited. It's a $50,000 cap on the grant, so it's around that amount. I can't remember the exact total, but yeah, it's really good. Did a good job.
And we're going to use that money?
That money will be used on Library to Go on our vehicle. So getting a, I don't know, what to call it, shelving?
Kitting it
shelving.
Out, basically, yeah. Right?
The shelving for
inside
the vehicle.
Is that to customize it?
Yes,
to customize it.
The vehicle wrapped.
360 camera for
360
safety.
360 camera around the whole thing, everything. It's just a complete outfitting of the vehicle, and that's all included in the different things that we need for Library to Go.
And encompassed by the grant.
Mm-hmm. It's a quarter match. We have to provide a quarter match. But
so if it's 50,000, we have to put up 12,500.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yes, thank you.
Awesome. All right. Next up on the agenda is our committee report for Budget Committee. Ms. Casita, you are up.
We met on Wednesday, December 4th. I think you all have a copy, revised copy of the 2025 Budget Committee anticipated costs showing anticipated revenues for 2025 of $11,439,921 compared to our anticipated revenue for 2024 of $10,562,394, which shows an 8.3% increase in anticipated revenues. And then on the expense side, for 2025, we're looking at $11,228,385.81 compared to 2024's $10,304,358.75, which is an 8.39% increase. Of that, the various and sundry categories for personnel expenses is showing an increase of 8.42%, supply increase of 1.04%, contractual expense of 7%, materials expense of 18.33%, a capital expense of 2.86%, and an other miscellaneous expense of 0.74% increase, which encompasses all those various and sundry numbers before you, showing the $11,228,385.81. And some of the reasons, and I'm not going to, you have them before you, but a synopsis in personnel. We have 18 positions that are included in there that are open and also frosted, are budgeted at midpoint. We've had to hire at a higher rate of pay than in the past. And it also reflects the 5% dental insurance increase and the 9% health insurance increase, as well as the pay grade adjustment we did in October. Mm-hmm. Supplies is, we've reduced some of the processing supplies and had minor increases in others. Under contractual, it's an increase in electric and gas. I'm sure you know that from your own personal receipt from Duke or whoever you get it from. Mileage reimbursement, property equipment repair, property equipment and professional service contracts. our commercial insurance, discovery layer and recycling, a decrease in our software leases, and a safety net of $200,000. Materials shows a digital increase to meet the demand and a decrease in that AV budget. For capital, it's basically computer hardware and software. And other in the other categories, it's the 27th pay period, the grants, the debt, and the capital. And it also includes the LSTA grant award that Chris was just talking about that needs to be encumbered in 2025. So if you have any other questions, happy to try to answer them for you. But you have basically the nuts and bolts of this. Any questions?
No questions for me. I will say that once again, it was a collaborative effort by staff to put this together and you know, meet with the budget committee, and we appreciate the work that goes into that to put all those numbers in front of us. So thank you.
Does revenue exceed expenses?
Mm-hmm. It's the anticipated revenue and the increase in expenses is at 9/100% at this point in time. And I'm hoping that Red Tree's magnificent documentation for investments will come through once again.
Dollar amount, not percentage. What are we? Are receipts exceeding expenditures or not?
Yes, they are. It's okay. Like 100-something thousand.
Just over 200.
You have the same document, right, Ed? The
yes, I
the
do.
Difference?
I couldn't find the number.
So $211,535.19.
Revenue
over.
Thank you.
So we have a resolution 2024-30, which we need to include the grant funds. And I thought you gave me a new one of those. Did you not?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Yes. Opening is the general fund, and we need to include the 3% for the non-bargaining unit. We need to include the 3% for the fiscal officer and the director in that total so that we have a full amount. So do you have that number? Okay. In the grant funds, it's $74,014, which is Fund 201. The 27th pay approved leave increase of $120,000. The 301 debt service fund is $505,450, and the capital projects fund is $100,000. So once we have the general fund number, which I'm guessing is going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of definitely over $11,439,921 plus the 3% increase.
So Judy, quick question. Are we going to have the board vote to approve the budget? Or do we just do our resolutions? I can't remember how we've done that in the past.
The budget committee met.
Right.
Okay, and that's the report of the budget committee. And that documentation is in resolution 2430.
So we do not need, what I'm asking is, do we need a motion by the board to approve the budget as submitted in the materials before we get into the resolutions? I can't recall if we've done that in the past or not.
Sounds like a resolution.
I think the resolution does cover it, but it's a matter of accepting the recommendation of the budget committee, and if you want to, a motion to, and I'll make the motion to accept the budget committee report, and somebody wants to second it and take a vote, and then move on to adopt the annual appropriation, which is what generated the budget committee report to begin with.
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Humphrey. All in favor to approve?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Just, I don't know, from an administrative perspective, so we have no questions.
I wasn't here
on the budget
in December of last year.
Yeah,
so
and
I don't remember.
I don't recall if we voted
for
it or not.
You did.
Yeah.
So, but I know in the past it's basically the committee, give the report. We certainly had the executive session to discuss the increases, which is what was leaving us with a blank, because it was whether or not it would be effective this first pay period or whatnot, so.
Right, okay.
So with.
Any, sorry.
Go ahead, Jen.
Melanie, I was just gonna say, any questions about the budget committee report? Because we do have a couple of other resolutions to do in front of these. I'm just gonna go in order before we get into the financial. That'll give Melanie a little bit more time to do the math.
I just moved right down.
Yeah, you did. It's cool. It's okay. It's all right. So any questions about what Judy just reviewed from a budget committee perspective? Okay. So I'm gonna flip down, Melanie, while you're doing your math on resolutions, bullet points like 4 and down. We'll do resolution 2024-28, which is acceptance of gifts to the library donations as listed. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Ms. Kasika makes a motion. Do I have a second?
Second. Lyons.
Ms. Lyons seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, motion passes. Next resolution is resolution 2024-29, my favorite. The disposal of unneeded or obsolete library inventory. Do I have a motion? Mr. Ramos is making the motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Ms. Wade seconds. May I have a roll call vote, please?
Ms. Goss?
Yes.
Mr. Ramos?
Yes.
Ms. Wade?
Yes.
Ms. Kasika?
Yes.
Ms. Lyons?
Yes.
Mr. Humphrey?
Yes.
Ms. Bach?
Yes.
Thank you. All right. Are we ready to start on our resolutions that are fiscally driven?
I'm still looking.
So while she's waiting. Madam President, if I could make a suggestion.
Sure.
That the general fund 101, that it is all that was discussed plus the 3% for the non-bargaining and the director and fiscal officer to be inclusive so that we have an accurate number and we don't have to come back to amend it, and we'll have that forwarded to us.
That works.
So anybody have any concern about that?
No.
That it doesn't include.
We don't have to have the calculation right now.
Right.
Okay.
I'm sorry, can she say that again? What are we including in that?
The three.
It's all that we talked about in the budget committee report, right? The $11 million,
mm-hmm.
And then it is the 3% increase for the non-collective bargaining, mm-hmm. The 3% for the fiscal officer, and the 3% for the director. Is that all that needs to be included in there?
And the pickup
plus overs.
The overs pickup.
Oh, I wasn't certain how that was handled. Okay.
Yep.
So when you have all of that, that'll be the number that will be inserted in that appropriation without any, so that you're accurate.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So, resolution 2024-30, which is that permanent appropriation for 2024, Ms. Kasika, with the number Ms. Smithy's going to add in after that calculation's done. Ms. Kasika makes a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Ms. Waite seconds. I heard your voice. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, motion passes. Resolution 2024-31 for the advanced taxes. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Mr. Humphrey makes a motion. Do I have a second?
Second, Bach.
Ms. Bach seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Resolution 2024-32. This is the transfer of cash from the general fund to the capital.
So moved.
Ms. Kasika makes the motion. Makes sad. Do I have a second?
Second.
All right, Mr. Ramos seconds. I need a roll call vote on this one, please.
Ms.
Doss? Yes.
Ms. Doss?
Yes.
Mr. Ramos?
Yes.
Ms. Waite?
Yes.
Ms. Kasika?
Yes.
Ms. Lyons?
Yes.
Mr. Humphrey?
Yes.
Ms. Bach?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Resolution 2024-33, this is the transfer of cash from the general fund to the debt service fund.
So moved.
Ms. Kasika makes the motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Ms. Waite seconds. May I have a roll call vote, please?
Ms. Doss?
Yes.
Mr. Ramos?
Yes.
Ms. Waite?
Yes.
Ms. Kasika?
Yes.
Ms. Lyons?
Yes.
Mr. Humphrey?
Yes.
Ms. Bach?
Yes.
Thank you. Resolution 2024-34. This is the transfer of cash from the general fund to the 27th pay and accrued leave fund. Do I have a motion?
I'm sorry, say that again. Where are you?
Resolution 2024-34. It's bullet point 8 on the agenda. Under the resolution.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
I just have the one that you printed off.
Transfer of cash from the general fund to the 27th pay and the accrued leave fund. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Mr. Humphrey makes a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Ramos seconds. Roll call vote, please.
Ms. Doss?
Yes.
Mr. Ramos?
Yes.
Ms. Waite?
Yes.
Ms. Kosika?
Yes.
Ms. Lyons?
Yes.
Humphrey?
Yes.
Ms. Bach?
Yes.
Thank you. Last resolution here is resolution 2024-35. This is transfer of cash from the general fund to the grant fund. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Ms. Kosika makes a motion. Do I have a second?
Second. Bach.
Ms. Bach seconds. Thank you. Can I have a roll call vote, please?
Ms. Doss?
Yes.
Mr. Ramos?
Yes.
Ms. Waite?
Yes.
Ms. Kosika?
Yes.
Ms. Lyons?
Yes.
Mr. Humphrey?
Yes.
Ms. Bach?
Yes.
Excellent. All right, housekeeping items. Annual Records Commission meeting is to meet immediately following this Board of Trustees meeting, so don't get up and leave yet. Next meeting is going to be January 27th, 2025. And last but certainly not least, Ms. Lyons' term is ending. This is her last meeting. Just want to express our gratitude for your 7 years of service.
Thank you.
And thank you so much. It's been an honor to serve with you. And any comments from the board on saying a fond farewell?
Oh, it's been a pleasure, truly.
You are welcome to come attend for public participation anytime you want.
What else would I do? Monday.
No, truly. It's a commitment. You know, 7 years is no small thing. And you know, when you're working and juggling personal life and kiddos and school and everything else, it's
ball games.
Ball games is a lot. You know, so we appreciate the service to the community. Thank you.
And you've had that.
At 5 years, I'll have these boys flown and grown, God willing.
Well, come on back.
And maybe I'll come on back.
Come on back. Definitely come on back. All right. Any other comments before we get a motion to adjourn? Nope. All right. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Miss Lyons is getting that one, so she's got that one. Mr. Ramos, I'll take you as a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. We're going to adjourn this meeting at 8:18 p.m.